Now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. You know, the fires in California now are the deadliest and most destructive to hit that state, with more than 10,000 structures destroyed, scores of deaths, even more missing. And, you know, we've often heard that burning before these big fires can help prevent these out-of-control wildfires. You clear out all that flammable brush. And then back in May, California Governor Jerry Brown put out an executive order that doubled the amount of land that could be managed by these prescribed fires and other forest management strategies. So is it getting done? Molly Peterson is here to fill us in. She's a reporter for KQED Science based out of Los Angeles. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
So Governor Brown put out that executive order in May. What did it do to address the fire prevention?
Well, when you talk about doubling the amount of land managed against fire, burning is just one part of it. Vegetation management and reforestation were really the bulk of it. And the idea was to double the amount of land to about 500,000 acres that would be managed this way. That executive order also was kind of the governor laying the foundation for adding $100 million to the state's budget for this kind of activity. According to a state watchdog commission, though, we need an area the size of Maryland, about 6 million acres, to burn in prescribed burns to sort of improve conditions to where we'd like to see them better.
So you need a lot more going on, what you're saying.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's expensive and takes manpower, and you have to plan for all of that.
Yeah, there's the environmental review problem,
right?
Making sure that once you do that, you've got the temperature, the wind speed, the direction of the wind, the soil moisture, the speed by which the brush will burn. And in a lot of cases, you need to mechanically thin these lands that haven't been managed as we've suppressed fires and kind of kept off of these lands.
So there are a lot of factors that need to be considered when setting one of these controlled burns.
And I didn't even mention the air quality, right?
What do you mean the air quality?
Well, I mean, in the Bay Area right now, there's measurements for particulate matter, and that's south of where the fires are burning in Northern California. There's measurements for particulate matter five times what we have in Los Angeles on a bad day here, because there's an inversion layer over the greater Bay Area kind of holding that smoke in. Uncontrolled fires are responsible for something like 50 million metric tons of pollution at least a year in California. That's, up to a sixth of our state's overall emissions.
You talked to Cal Fire, the department that's in charge of fire prevention. How do they plan on expanding these prescribed fires? What do they need for this to happen?
Yeah, when I talked to Ken Pimlott back in the spring, he was saying, by the way, at the time he was saying that they needed to stay out of trouble on mega fires in order to really transition to this world where they can do these prescribed burns. The idea is to sort of establish teams that are ready at all times for the purpose of prescribed burning, but that's hard to do when you've got to deploy all these guys to various fires that are burning around the state. And at the time, he was saying, look, we have a problem. The grass, you call it, if you're a firefighter, you call it flashy. It looks flashy because of drought. And so this isn't a forest fire problem entirely. It's also this dry grasslands that burns quickly as well.
And sure, these fires are happening on a mix of land. You have private, you have state, you have federal areas. How do you coordinate all of that?
Well, I mean, I think these
Sounds
guys go to lots
difficult.
Of meetings together. Yeah. I mean, I think there's
Short
a lot
answer.
Of meetings. But I mean, you're right. The federal government controls something like 46% of California's land. There's also a lot of interest in private land, particularly in the northern part of the state, not just in more burning days, but also in logging for thinning purposes is something some conservative lawmakers have been pushing as well.
Mm-hmm. And how does climate change fit in here? How does that fit? Does that fit into this picture?
I mean, this is one of those ones where sometimes people want to make it sound like it's all one thing or all one another thing, and it's not. Climate change is a part of what's happening here, but it's a fallacy that, frankly, the president played into with his tweet that it's all one thing or another. There's also huge amounts of planning that needs to be done to get entire areas around the wildland-urban interface into some sort of a code that's responsible about how people develop on those lands. The management management and the vegetation stuff, that's just how we've budgeted for decades in California. That has nothing to do with climate change. So there's a lot of causes for the problem we're in and no easy way out.
Molly Peters, reporter for KQED Science. We're going to take a break and talk more about our wildfires. It's going to continue our coverage, at least, and as we talk about how to protect housing developments in high fire risk areas and how we can strengthen the electrical grid to prevent sparking future fires. There's some speculation that there might be a spark that have set off some of these fires. We'll be right back after this break, so stay with us.